Okay, we're in the middle of Parak Zion, learning about the Midah of Zrizus. He says, V'tireh, and now you could see, Sha'adam asher tilhat nasho b'avodas baro, that a person who's basically they have so much passion, and they're on fire to serve Hashem, v'adai shalor yit'atzel b'asiyas mitzvosav, certainly a person like that is not going to be lazy when it comes to the performance of mitzvos. Ella, rather, he's gonna move quickly, like a fire. I mean, when it comes to literally a fire, think about the way how fast, unfortunately, a fire travels, right? For the wildfires we see in California, unfortunately, sometimes when houses burn down, it's because the flames are able to move so quickly from place to place. Because this person who's serving Hashem with such a passion, such a fire, is not going to slow down. He's not going to desist until he totally finishes the job. However, contemplate further. He says as follows. This is such an important thing. That just as, of course, a person's enthusiasm to perform mitzvot will result in the physical action of performance of mitzvot, so too the opposite is also true. That even if you have someone who's not into it, they don't have such a drive in their heart to do something, but they nonetheless do it with zrizus, then that will make them be more into it inside their heart. And I use the following mashal to think about these two ideas. When it comes to cheering at a basketball game, could be any sport, but I'll use basketball. There are two styles of cheering that you will see. The first style, the more classic, is let's say you see an awesome alley-oop, or a dunk, or a buzzer beater, right? Everyone goes crazy. Everyone cheers. Why? Because you witness something amazing. However, there's another type of cheering that occurs. Sometimes, it's specifically when nothing is going on. Your team is down by a few points. And you're even on defense. Defense is not so exciting. And all of a sudden, on the loudspeaker says, "Let's go Nets!" And they want everyone to get into it, right? So you're doing that, you start cheering in order to get yourself excited about it. So that's the way what he's saying here, that sometimes by just performing the mitzvot with zrizus could actually get your mentality to be one filled with zrizus. Behind you, kimi shemargish atov maaseh mitzvah kemo shehu memaritz nuaso hachitzona, that a person who feels himself performing the mitzvah, where he's quickly doing the external action, kihine hu gorim shetiv arbo tnuasa pnimis kamokin, then his internal desire is going to follow through afterwards. And then his desire is going to grow because of that. And this is a famous idea brought down by the Sefer Achinuch. This was certainly written before the Sefer Achinuch. That a person's heart can be drawn after their actions. Ah, however, he says, "Imi esnaig bekvedus bitnuas ivarav." The opposite is also true. If you have a person, even if they have an internal passion to perform a mitzvah, but if nonetheless they perform a mitzvah in a slow, lethargic way, then gam tnuas rucho tishka v'tichpe. Then their internal flame is going to be diminished, and it's going to blow out. And it's a very important thing, right, to realize the impact that just an external action that you perform could have on your heart. And this is something that experience will teach us. The amnam kvar yadata, we also know, that a person is favored basically in the eyes of Hashem, is a person who has a tremendous passion and desire to serve Hashem. That's the person who Hashem loves, right? Meaning, if you were to ask, what does Hashem care about? Does Hashem care about our action or our internal thoughts and our emotions behind it? So he says, Hashem cares about our emotion and our thoughts. It's not about the actions, right? All you have to do is think about davening. Would you rather a person that, and unfortunately I've been in this category, a person that just says the words externally, but really inside, there's not much going on. They're thinking about, unfortunately, plenty of times in Shemoneh Esrei or throughout davening, is when you think about everything that you have to do throughout the day and everything that's important, versus someone who might skip some of davening, might say a little bit of things, but what he says, they say with real enthusiasm, and they say with tremendous meaning. So that, of course, seems so much better. He says, "V'hu ma'ashe David HaMelech mehalo v'chalko hatov ve'omer." This is what David HaMelech says. And there's, I'm not going to be singing for you, but there are songs based on, literally two songs I could think of, based on this pasuk, one from the first end, one from the second end, that says, "Ka'ayal tarog alafi kemayim kenashi tarog elach alukim." That just like a deer that's longing for the brook, for the water source, so too my heart, my soul, is longing for you, Hashem. Tzama lecha, tzama nafshi, don't say tzama lecha, sorry, tzama nafshi lelukim, that my soul is thirsty for you, Hashem. And David HaMelech also says, nich sifa vigam kalsa nafshi lechatos Hashem, that I yearn and my soul pines to be in the courtyard of Hashem. My soul is thirsty and my flesh, my body, longs for you. Right, so there's different psukim from Tehillim where David HaMelech is saying his internal desire to serve Hashem. And he's saying that's the ikar. That's the most important thing. And he brings that up, of course, because he's saying that is sometimes caused by externally showing your enthusiasm. It doesn't even matter if you're not feeling it internally. By showing it externally, by displaying that running towards tefillah, whatever it may be, so that is how you're able to feel it more internally. The ulam ha'adam asher ina chemda azos lohetes bokurai, but if a person's desire and flame is not proper, eitza tova ki loshi is daris bertono, then the advice to serve Hashem is through this, is to just do the actions, k'deishi mashiach mizeshi tivolei bo achemda bateva, so that it will bring forth inside of you that desire that will then come naturally, that it'll be natural for you to want to serve Hashem by you just going through those external motions. K'atnua chitzona me'oreres hapnimus, because that external action is able to arouse the internal thought, the internal feelings. And concludes this parak, u'bevada, you should know, shiyoter mesur b'yado hi achitzona me'apnimis, that we are so much more in control of the external than the internal. Right? So I'll give you two examples. One is when it comes to mental illness. Right? So sometimes, unfortunately, let's say I've, at points in my life, suffered from bad anxiety. And when it comes to anxiety, it's something where I cannot control at all what goes on inside of me, but the only thing I can control are how I act because of it. I'm able to control my outside movements and what I choose to do, and that hopefully sometimes is able to actually change the level of anxiety that I would have. And another example is when it comes to, let's say, a person that wants to get a promotion at work. You're not in charge of who gets a promotion or not. That's not up to you. It's out of your hands. But you are in charge of how hard you work. So sometimes you have something that's in your ability, and by doing what you're able to, that will have a direct effect to the other thing that is not in your ability. By working harder could actually lead to that promotion that is out of your hands. So over here, serving Hashem and going through the physical actions of being zaris and being excited, acting excited, even if you're not excited, that could actually lead to internal excitement for yourself. However, im yishtamesh mimasha biyado, rather, nevertheless, if he uses what's in control, yikne gam masha eino biyado behemshech, that's what he's saying, meaning what I just basically elaborated on, then you're automatically going to get what is out of your control. That you're going to get that simcha, the internal happiness and the internal desire, by just going through the actions, the physical actions, with enthusiasm to serve Hashem. This is what Hoshea says, and I should know and I should run Ladas to get the knowledge to serve Hashem. And it's pointed out that the Ladas Hashem, he's going to be able to get a greater understanding and contemplation, which means like a dveikus and closeness to Hashem, by the word that precedes that. Nirdafa, to be rodef, to run after it. By running after Hashem, that will automatically bring him that level of Ladas as Hashem. Because of, and it says, Acharei Hashem yilichu ka'aryeh yishag, they'll run after Hashem like a lion who's roaring. And that is the end of the seventh parak. We're going to be doing the eighth parak now. Hopefully all of it is not a long parak, as we will see together. And this is now... What is that?
Well, you're basically saying that we should like fake it until you make it, that kind of idea?
Yeah, fake it until you make it for sure. That a person, if they don't have the feeling, that's that real enthusiasm, then it is certainly desirable for a person to just go through the motions as if they're excited, and they will actually get excited. Like I said, the analogy about a person who's at the basketball game and your team is not doing so well, but you start cheering like crazy and you actually get more into the game by just cheering. It's a wild thing. So now we're going to do the parak, where here the title is B'der Knias has reads us, how to acquire it. And he says, B'der Hine Hamtzom Asher Nikne Bam has reads us, that the means through which a person is able to acquire zrizus, heim heim osam asher nikne bam hazahiras. These are the same ways to acquire that midah of zahiras, of alacrity, that we saw in the previous parak. And he says, Kimadregosehem, and the levels that one has, the other has the exact same levels. Kmosha gasavte malas, I wrote previously, because they're so similar to each other. The ain hefresh benem el shezeh be'asin, v'zeh be'lavin. He says the only difference is one of them is focusing, the heroes is focusing on the low tasses, is focusing on what not to do, and this is focusing on what to do, focusing on the asses. And over here in the footnote, I underlined a beautiful line, two lines really, which say, at their core, however, each of these traits, meaning how they're similar, is that each of these traits involves transcending the physical nature of this world. That being able to leave a certain natural inclination that a person will have to be lazy, to give in to the Yetzer Hara. Like the last part is all about just giving in to the Yetzer Hara. And this is more about, like, you're heavy, you feel lazy, don't do it. And it's about going against the physical world. And he says each of them may thus be attained through contemplation of one's spiritual mission. Meaning the way to acquire both of them is to think about life. Think about what's important. Think about what matters. And when you do both of those, when you do these skills, when you work on these things, these traits, then you're actually doing the same thing, just focusing on one on the positive and one on avoiding the negative. And he says, the kasher is amis etal adam gudel erach hamitzvos rov chovaso bahem, that when a person recognizes the great value of the mitzvos v'rov chovaso bahem, and our great responsibility upon that we have to them, vaday sheis or libo el havodah v'lo yisrap himena, then certainly our heart is going to be drawn after it, and we're not going to slack off in our job. And it's pointed out, it's important to note that there are two important things right here. One is the erech hamitzvos, is the value, the inherent value to recognize of what a mitzvah is. If we're able to really recognize how amazing a mitzvah is, and what a mitzvah is able to accomplish for the world, for Hashem, for ourselves, then that's an amazing thing. And the other is v'rov chovaso b'hem, is simply our obligation. Aside from the greatness of mitzvos, we have an obligation as Jewish people to serve Hashem. And by focusing on that obligation, that will also be able to get us to avoid the Yetzer Hara, to work on Zahiris, and to run towards serving Hashem to be Zaris. The Amnam, However, Mashi Yuchal Hagbir Has or Rus Hazeh, who is Taklis Brova Tovo Shakash Baruch Ose Ima Adam Bechol Ace of Chol Shah, that the way a person is able to gain a desire and gain one's enthusiasm for this is to just look around and look at the great, amazing, wonderful things that Kosh Baruch Hu does for us each and every day of our lives, each and every moment of life. We say this in Modim in Shmon Esrei. Not these exact words, but this idea is very much in Modim. And the amazing wonder that Hashem is going to perform for us and does perform for us from the day we're born until the day we pass. Because the more we contemplate and think about these, then we're going to grow in our understanding of the heavy obligation we have to serve Hashem because of how indebted we are to Him for what He does for us and just how much appreciation we have for Him for all the amazing things we have. And he's going to be elaborating on this over this parak. And because of these means that we shouldn't be lazy or lax in our service of Hashem by when we appreciate all that Hashem does for us. He says, certainly, we can't really pay back Hashem. I mean, it's not like your friend buys you something, and it's like, oh my God, it's so nice. Never bought you anything. It's out of the blue, you were in Israel. It's so nice to think of me. And like, okay, down the line, we could actually pay that person back. The next time we go somewhere, we could think about him, and we could go out and buy a gift for him. When Hashem does all these amazing things for us, when Hashem is enabling us to breathe every moment, Hashem is giving us parnasa, Hashem is giving us mashidah, like, whatever it may be, all those things that Hashem is doing for us, we can't be like, oh, but don't worry, Hashem, I'm going to put on tefillin for you, we're even. Almost nothing we could do will really pay Hashem back. And he says, therefore, the least we could do is to thank Hashem and to do Hashem's mitzvos. V'hinei, ein lecha adam be'eze matzav she'yimatze. There's no person who's in any life circumstance, im ani v'im asher, whether he's poor or whether he's rich, im bari v'im chole, whether he or she is healthy or whether they're sick, shalo yira neflos v'tovos rabos b'matzavo, who doesn't see amazing wonders that Hashem does for them. And he's going to go through each of those. Of course, a person who's rich, a person who's healthy, has already an obvious reason to serve and thank Hashem for what he has. And he says, that a poor person is also obligated to serve Hashem. Why? Because Hashem, even though the person's poor, Hashem is enabling that person to still get some parnasa. Doesn't necessarily mean money. Could mean food, shelter, in a miraculous way. Ve'eno manicho lamus berav. And this person, if you're alive right now, you have not died from famine. And you could have someone who is homeless, who has no money. And I'm not saying it's an easy life. Obviously, none of us wish to be in a situation like that. But nonetheless, they're able somehow to get some food, whatever it may be. Like nowadays, it's probably easier than it was in the past, of course, with homeless shelters and with certain services that there are. I'm not, like I said, not saying it's easy. But throughout history, I doubt those things were set up, per se. But we see that it is not necessarily something where you might think, oh, only someone who's healthy, that person has a real duty to serve Hashem. And he continues, Achole, when you have someone who's sick, but Chashalom has an illness, they too have an obligation to serve Hashem. Why? Al Shemach Ziko, Bekovet, Cholyo, Makosav, Beinu Manin Chalere Shachas. Even though they're in pain, they're not dead. And they're still alive. And the fact that they're still breathing, they still have a life, and they still have positive meaning in life, that's enough to be able to serve and thank Hashem. V'chein kol kayot tivaza. And so too, everyone else, in all other situations, that every person has an obligation and is certainly indebted to Hashem to serve Him. And if a person looks at the great things that Hashem has bestowed upon him or her, then certainly, he's saying, that's the way to acquire rizus, to be full of fire and passion, to want to serve Hashem, is by appreciating what you have and what Hashem gives us. As I wrote above, and so too, of course, even more so, if a person realizes that all the things that we have are in Hashem's hands, they're in Hashem's control. That our needs are dependent upon Hashem, they're not dependent on someone else. That certainly then we shouldn't be lax. Right, hopefully Hashem won't diminish. We don't want Hashem to diminish that which we need. Right, so if you have, going back to the promotion example, where you want a promotion at work, so imagine we've all been in a situation where we act on better behavior when our boss is around. I, as a teacher, even though I always try to teach well, I'm telling you that when either my supervisor or the head of school is in my classroom, or if I know they might be coming to my classroom, I am making sure I'm really on top of my game, right? And we all have that. So if some random person walks into my classroom, of course I want to try to impress them. Like, it doesn't really matter as much. And when you want a promotion, it's that person who the promotion is in his or her hands. That's the one you really want to show your passion and your real solid work ethic to. So here too, our work ethic of serving Hashem has to, because everything we need is in Hashem's hands, we have to make sure that just automatically should give us a desire and reason to serve Hashem with such passion and enthusiasm. The hincha roeh shakalalti po bidvarai shalosha tamadriga sher chilaktim bazihiros ki kvar nyanam echad, that those things that I spoke about, the three levels of Zihiros, it's all one. It's all one general idea that applies here as well. The adavar lamed min yano, one thing could be applied to the other. Shalishleme hadas tieha ara mitzad achova mitzad erech hamasim v'chashivu. Some, like we said, that lishleme hadas, someone who has like a proper head on shoulders, someone who's really thinking things through properly, that they're going to have a greater obligation to serve Hashem, and they're going to recognize the greatness and the importance of the actions that they're able to do. And here are three of the levels that we discussed previously in a previous chapter by Zihiros. And the simple person should serve Hashem. Why? Because they want Olam Haba, they want the honor. Right? That's enough for them to serve Hashem. That they're not embarrassed, right, in the day of judgment, but also atova shahay yachal asik v'ibda, to see that they were able to gain so much, and yet they squander that opportunity. And the next level is a person who they just want a good olam hazeh, and let me serve Hashem, let me be able to, I care about olam hazeh and I care about my deeds, and that's what matters to me. The Schar and Olam Hazeh. Ka'inyan Shebirashti Shalomala. And of course, obviously, the highest level is a person who wants to serve Hashem Lishma. And that's what we see. And that's something that applies both to Zihiros and to Zrizos. And as Hashem, we will continue more with this next week.